Hi, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Take a listen.
Are you going to bring that guy back from El Salvador? Why not?
Well, because that's not a power of Congress.
The Supreme Court said to bring him back.
Trump don't care. If I get an order, pay a ticket for $1,200, and I just say no, does that stand up? Because he's got an order from the Supreme Court, and he just said no.
Screw it.
The president of that country is not subject to our U.S. Supreme Court.
Everybody, I'm pissed. It's going to be the theme today. That was Senator Chuck Grassley. He's a senator from Iowa. Iowa is a deeply red, ruby red Republican state. Now, just a note, I know that I believe it was some small county or district in Iowa had a special election, and a Dem won in that district where Trump had won in November by a huge margin. So, you know, rumblings afoot. But I love the guy. I'm pissed. What are you talking about? And the anemicness of Chuck Grassley's response is truly shocking. That other voice you're hearing, everybody, is my most favorite guest co-host on Thursdays, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics, my friend and yours. He's going to be with us all hour. We are going to go deep, not just on Abrego Garcia's case, but as well as the contempt proceedings, hearings that are going to be happening, not just in Mr. Garcia's case, but also in the case that is proceeding or may proceed or may not proceed beyond the contempt hearings before Judge Boasberg, which is the overarching challenge, the class action styled challenge to Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to kidnap people in the middle of the night and, you know, send them to a foreign gulag without any due process, even though the Constitution explicitly prohibits that. So we'll talk about all of that. I know many of you have been listening and want to share your thoughts and opinions. Tom and I want to hear those. 855-752-4842. There is a bit of breaking news that I want to bring to you all that relates to this conversation. Just within the last 30 minutes, the Donald Trump administration has requested and the Supreme Court has granted a hearing on an emergency request for relief. So you've heard me talk about the shadow docket. This is where the Supreme Court is asked to step in and undo a temporary ruling by a lower court. This is the case where there are, I think, at least three federal courts that, in response to three different lawsuits brought in three different states by different groups of individuals, granted injunctions, some of them nationwide, prohibiting Donald Trump from doing anything about his executive order that seemingly attempted to rewrite our Constitution and strip away birthright citizenship. Most constitutional scholars have said he can't do that. The language from the courts that have heard this case to date, at least three by my count, one of the judges said he found it to be like absolutely unbelievable that any lawyer would stand in his courtroom and argue that a president can wipe away a portion of the Constitution with an executive order. That's these cases. So that executive order has been paused. So the Trump administration then goes to the Supreme Court on the shadow docket, asks them to, on a temporary or emergency basis, step in and remove those injunctions that have been granted pending full litigation of the case. So what the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to do is undo what the lower courts have done and allow the Trump administration to apparently strip people of their citizenship, which to date has been an extraordinarily narrowly crafted act that the Supreme Court has been deeply suspicious of in almost all circumstances, i.e. the stripping of citizenship from people. They're asking the Supreme Court to allow them to do that, which you think he might then disappear people, stick them on a plane and send them somewhere? They're asking the Supreme Court to allow the Trump administration to do that while the cases are fully litigated, which will take months and months.
But Maggie, isn't this going to end right back up at the Supreme
Yes.
Court doorstep? Because it's something they're going to have to decide anyways.
Correct. But here's the thing that's really weird about this one, Tom. And I think we already have many reasons to be afraid. This is another, oh my God, what is going to happen next?
Right.
These are not unusual requests from the Trump administration to undo intermediate temporary decisions by district courts. They're doing that almost in every case where their actions are being challenged. Typically, the Supreme Court takes that matter under advisement and issues an order, an unsigned order typically. They don't have to write an opinion on it. They don't have to say who authored it or who voted for what. Sometimes they do. Right. Either granting or denying that emergency application for relief. Again, here the emergency request is, please let us strip people of their citizenship while this case proceeds. That's what the request is. That's in effect what it is.
There's no emergency that's moving this forward. And there's nothing that says that they need this ability to do this to protect the country from some harm.
No, and that's what the arguments may be about.
Right.
But to be clear, what is really scary here is that the Supreme Court granted the request for emergency review and they have scheduled oral arguments on it. This is virtually unheard of. Since 1971, it has only occurred in three other instances where an emergency application for relief on the shadow docket, which is an intermediate, non-final decision about whether or not a district court's intervention or ruling should stand, only three times has this ever been permitted or granted by the Supreme Court. And those three times, the petitioner, the one that was requesting the Supreme Court to intervene in the case, each of those three times, the petitioner won in this emergency relief application. So let me translate that for everybody. Only three times, every single time that happened, the petitioner won in those instances. The request for emergency relief was granted. Here again, what Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to decide is to permit him, until this case is fully litigated months and months and months from now, to be able to strip people of their citizenship. That's what he's asking the court. He is the petitioner here. Since 1971, petitioners have been batting 1,000. Every single civil rights organization and every single person who has ever said, I stand for individual rights and freedoms, every libertarian, every conservative who calls themselves a constitutionalist, who's a strict constructionist, who said they love them, the former Supreme Court Justice Scalia, who loved them some Justice Scalia.
Yep.
This is Donald Trump saying, I get to trash the Constitution, strip people of their citizenship, and do what with them? I would argue disappear them, abduct them in the middle of the night and send them God knows somewhere and then claim that you can't do anything about that. And what would the incentive be for Donald Trump to give them any due process anyways?
None.
None. I'll just strip your citizenship. I'll deprive you of due process. I'll send you to a foreign prison. And then I'll say, like Chuck Grassley did, well, the Supreme Court can't compel the president of El Salvador to do something. No, but the Supreme Court can damn well compel Americans on American soil to do some things.
So, Maggie, what you're saying is the Supreme Court most likely, based on precedent, will, rule for Donald Trump and allow his administration to deny birthright citizenship starting on whatever date they decide. And then this will come back to the Supreme Court. So what does that mean for people born in the United States who would normally have birthright citizenship? What does that mean between
they're
the
citizens,
time they ruled
yeah,
this?
They're citizens today, Tom. Well, so what agree, is it, but, right? Like, what does it mean? Does it mean just going forward, just people newly yes. born to... I don't know. You would think
don't
the Supreme
know.
Court
it
would need to...
It creates a huge gray area. Huge gray area.
And talk and about just, fear. I mean, holy cow.
Right. But that's why I'm saying there is no emergency dictating this except for the emergency that is in the Trump administration's mind that they want to limit the amount of people who are undocumented from having children in the United States.
But I want to be... I don't think that's quite the right way to construct... To construct what's happening here. It's more draconian than that. That makes it sound like it's somehow about border security. It's not.
Well,
that's
their argument.
That's their argument. But as a matter of constitutional principle, yes. What they're saying, it's under... Well, if you're getting rid of birthright citizenship, are you arguing that you can strip citizenship from people already born here? Is it just on a go-forward basis?
Yes.
Should people induce labor now?
Right.
This is so insane.
But that's how big this. That's how big this ruling would be.
Correct.
But it also. But to me, that's one of the reasons why they should wait. They should not be hearing this
correct.
Case. They should wait until it comes back through the courts
and allow full briefing.
Yes.
Let the case be.
Yes.
Folks, Tom's here to. Tamp out my on fire hair. We're going
to
bring you all into this conversation. 855-752-4842. Birthright citizenship no more, courtesy of the Supreme Court. We discuss next. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.